Hello and Merry Christmas. I'm actually recording this Christmas morning while I'm covering the consultation service. This is Gretchen Burbeck. I am a professor of neurology at the University of Rochester. I'm in the epilepsy division, and I'm also affiliated with the Center for Human Experimental Therapeutics, or CHET. I joined the university in 2013, so by many estimates, I'm one of the newer faculty, and I came here with my husband, who is in neuroradiology. We came here from Michigan State University, where we had both been for our entire careers post-residency and fellowship training. So for us, it was kind of a big move. More than a decade somewhere, relocation is challenging. We came for a number of reasons, but the primary instigator was that my husband was not particularly happy with his academic position in Michigan and wanted to look around. But since he was uprooting me, he gave me the option of selecting where he might look around for a job. Now, I had been at Michigan my whole post-training career, but I'd had the wonderful fortune of participating in the NINDS clinical trials methods course, which was really heavily populated by some of the University of Rochester's most fabulous clinical trialists. I found myself taking that course because early in my career, I focused very much on observational clinical epidemiology with a career that's based largely in sub-Saharan Africa, and had found myself needing to transition from an observational scientist to a clinical trialist. Largely to be able to take advantage of some of the findings our research team had come across over about a decade of work in sub-Saharan Africa. And in trying to make that transition sort of early mid-career from doing observational work to doing clinical trials, I was really struggling to find the skill sets I needed. And the clinical trials methods course was helpful, but what was even more helpful was the unbelievable long-standing support that I received from many of the Rochester faculty. This is quite impressive. They had no obligation to assist me in any way, particularly after the course was completed. But any number of phone calls and emails were very promptly and helpfully answered over the course of a couple of years. I found myself being very grateful to this institution before I'd ever arrived. So when my husband decided it was time to look around for other opportunities in academics and gave me the option of listing institutions I might be interested in, Rochester was at the top of my list. Now, the big question then became whether or not there would be any opportunities for him here if I could find one for myself. And the day we had the discussion, we got online and we looked, and serendipity is kind of amazing. The very day before we were looking, the position for head of neuroradiology had been posted for the university, and their description for the job really matched my husband's almost perfectly. So we got very excited and then decided perhaps somebody internal was going to be looking at that position, and I thought I would make a call to someone here to try to decide if we should encourage Mike to apply, my husband to apply. And I thought about who to call. I knew a number of the faculty, but Dr. Bob Holloway was someone I knew a little more because he has worked closely with my fellow mentor, Barbara Vickery. So I picked up the phone on a Sunday, and I called him at home and told him our situation. And I had the question I asked was, do you know anything about the posting for neuroradiology? And in fact, he did. In fact, he was involved in that search. And then I asked him who I would need to talk to in neurology about possibly finding a job, and he had been made interim chair just shortly before our phone conversation. So the cards lined up very quickly, and my husband and I came here. He took a position as division chief for neuroradiology, and I was welcomed very kindly by the epilepsy folks here. We have found this to be a wonderful academic environment that provides not only amazing, excellent care and fabulous teaching, but does it with a heart, and a heart for our colleagues as well as our patients. The trainees are unmatched. The neurology residents here are really delightful people, but also excellent clinicians and incredibly dedicated to their professional development and their colleagues. What we hadn't expected at all, we kind of knew this institution was going to be pretty fabulous, but what we hadn't expected at all was the Rochester community. It's a well-kept secret. Lovely restaurants, fabulous independent cinema, lots of music. So we relocated sort of mid-career, a little worried about the change, and have found this to be just a really stunning opportunity for us to both continue pursuing our interests, and we're most pleased as well that both of our departments have allowed us to continue pursuing our work in Africa. We've had some opportunities to hire new faculty. I think you can see David Bearden has also posted a little story corps about his returning to the University of Rochester. And it's been a lot of fun to have some of our neurology residents and undergraduates from Rochester join me as well in Africa. So that's my story.